Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 381. Over the coming weeks, we're going to be discussing Avraham Avinu, and there's one mitzvah that always comes up when we talk about Avraham Avinu. I figured let's address it today, and that's the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archem. It comes up a couple of times just in his simple behavior. It says in Perak Chaf Aleph Pasuk Lamed Gimel Vayita Eshal, he plants this Eshal. It's not clear exactly what the Eshal is. Rashi brings two interpretations. He goes, plants an Eshal. Rab and Shmuel have two different opinions, Rashi says. One says he planted an orchard, Vayita, he planted an orchard, and the reason he planted this orchard so he would have these amazing fruits, so that he would be able to serve them to his guests. The other opinion says, no, he actually planted or built, so to speak, built it, planted, sometimes we see the words as interchangeable, he Vayita Ohel or something like that, he planted a inn, a bed and breakfast, the early version of an Airbnb, so that he would be able to house guests and probably give them amazing fruits. And so, this is one example of Avraham Avinu's involvement with Hachnasas Archem. But of course, the more famous one comes at the beginning of next week's parsha, where it says, Vayirei Lev Hashem Eloni Mamre, Hashem appears to Avraham in Eloni Mamre, and the goal of this was to be Mavakar Cholim, to visit Avraham because he was ill, or he was recovering from his bris milah, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol Kachom Hayom, and he was sitting outside in the heat of the day. Okay, so the pasuk over there says that he lifted his eyes and he sees three people, Nitzavim Alav, standing before him. He sees and he runs to go greet them. And he goes and he runs to greet them, and he bows down before them. And he says, Adonai, im namatzatzichin beinecha, al na sa'avar me'alav decha. He says, my master, if it's okay, please don't leave. So Rashi, fascinatingly, brings two opinions as to who Avraham was talking to. Was he talking to the guests? And of the three guests, he chose, I don't know, the alpha, the person who was in charge, and he says, hey buddy, listen, don't leave, please stick around, and that's who he was referring to. Or Rashi says, no, maybe the word Adonai is not meaning my master, referring to him addressing another human being, but maybe it's talking about him referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's telling God, listen, thanks for visiting. Hold on, I'll be right back, because I got to go do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archem. These two opinions understand that, perhaps the mitzvah that he was doing, of course, either way, was Hachnasas Archem, but was he actually trying to put God on hold in order to be able to do this mitzvah? We know that there are some halachos which do go by the wayside for Hachnasas Archem. Mishnah and Shabbos, where this whole discussion is found, says, Mefana mafila arba v'chamesh kupo shel tevin v'shel tevua v'pnei ha'archem. You can clean away, which is probably not such appropriate Shabbos behavior, four or five big, large boxes of tevin, of straw, and tevua, because you need the space for archem. And then the Mishnah says, because v'pnei bitel beis hamedrash, or maybe because you need more room for people to learn, to study. So these good reasons, you're allowed to do things that would otherwise be inappropriate for Shabbos. So the Gemara there says, we see a couple of things from here. We see, of course, the greatness of Hachnasas Archem, how it's applied even to Bittul Beis Medrash, or as the Gemara says, Hashkamas Beis Medrash, getting up in the morning to go to learn is equal or maybe even secondary to Hachnasas Archem. And then the Gemara says, based on this reference in next week's parasha, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Gedola Hachnasas Archem Mehekabolas Pnei Shechina. Great is Hachnasas Archem, great is hosting guests, so much so that it's even greater, Mehakabolas Pnei Shechina, it's greater than seeing the divine and experiencing the divine, seeing the Shechina, because he learns from this pasuk, he tells Hashem to hold on, I'll be right back. Now it's interesting, in that very Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar says, it's less about Hachnasas Archem. He says, Shlo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. God is not like man. Midas basar v'dam in katan yachal amar l'gadol hamtein ad sheyavu etzlecha. When it comes to people, you can't have a smaller person in stature tell a greater person, hold on, wait for me, I'll be right back. V'ilu b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can. So he almost is tempering this a little bit and saying, no, it's not about the mitzvah, it's about that God is willing to forego for something else. The question is, whether or not this mitzvah is the only mitzvah we can do this for, or is it not? And it's not quite clear. There is definitely an understanding that Hachnasas Archem, of all of the Gmilas Chasadim, which we talked about earlier in the week, of all of the Gmilas Chasadim, all of the different types of kindnesses that we do for somebody else, there's no question that Hachnasas Archim is greater. The Rambam, after listing all of those different types of Hachnasas, of Gemilas Chasadim, of dealing with the dead, dealing with Hachnasas Kala, with marriages, and Nicham Avelim, consoling mourners, and Bikur Cholim, and visiting the sick, he says immediately, Schar Halavaya Meruba Min Hakol, the reward for dealing with guests is greater than all. And he refers to Avraham's precedent, and he refers to what he would do, and he even mentions Ugdalas Hachnasas Archim Mehakabalas Pnei Shechina, this idea that Avraham even walked away from God in order to go and do this mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim. And so the Rambam clearly points out that this one is greater. So would that mean that this one is greater and the only one that you can walk away from God for, or not? It's interesting that this question comes up. Theoretically, you know, you're davening Shmona Esrei. Now we know we're face-to-face talking to God when we daven Shmona Esrei. Somebody walks into shul, and let's say while you're davening, you have the opportunity, you alone, uniquely, nobody who isn't davening has the opportunity. Or maybe you're davening at home, and you see somebody, and they're walking past your house, and they're looking for a place, and you are considering hosting them. Can you interrupt your Shmona Esrei? So practically, the answer might be no. I've seen the answer that no, you should not do that, because it's different nowadays. But why would that be? Why would that be different, right? Isn't it the same idea that I could interrupt my audience with God in order to do Hachnasas Archim? What is so special about Hachnasas Archim? Why is this so critical? And we have this idea as well. The Maharsha says, we see this by Yisro, where Moshe is hosting his father-in-law Yisro, and the Pasuk says, they went, Lecho Lechem im Chosein Moshe, they went, Aaron and Moshe went to eat with the father-in-law of Moshe, Lifnei Ho'elokim, before God. It came before God, there was something primary about it and something secondary about talking to or dealing with God. And so we have this idea reinforced. What's it all about? So some understand, the Emek Dover, for example, understands that it's not about this mitzvah in particular, but the act of being with God is a moment of Ahavas Hashem. It's a moment of experiencing a relationship with God, etc. He says, if there's another mitzvah that comes up when I'm busy with Avodas Hashem, or Ahavas Hashem specifically, the love of God, my imminent experience with this relationship, so Mechuyev Lahafsik Mi Mitzvahs Ahava She'en Lazman Kavua. I have to interrupt the mitzvah of Ahava, of love, because that has no particular time. And we know sometimes when we talk about the values which conflict, if one thing has the opportunity to be done all day and one thing doesn't, so I do the thing that's right now. These guests are going to leave if I don't take care of them right now. And so Ahavas Hashem I can get back to. So really, it's not such a big deal that you could defer the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem or Kabbalas Pnei Shechina or talking to God. I can get back to that. And because I can get back to that, so it's not such a chiddush, it's not so novel that I can walk away to do Hachnasas Archim. And indeed, it could be any mitzvah, maybe. It could be any other mitzvah, because he says, mitzvah masis, doche mitzvah zu she'en lo shiruzman. A practical mitzvah in the now, in the moment, I could do no matter what. And so, according to the Emek Dever, maybe it's not so important that it's this mitzvah as opposed to any others. In which case, I guess Shmona Esrei is the type of thing I'm in the middle of, I could do right now, and I would have to do right now, because I wouldn't be able to interrupt. Actually, I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe Shmona Esrei is something I can get back to. But I don't know how the Netziv would paskin on this question. The Maharal understands this differently. Rav Desla understands this differently. The Maharal understands that really the idea of deferring Kabbalas Pnei Shechina is a mistake. You're not deferring Kabbalas Pnei Shechina when you are dealing with guests and strangers, because the whole idea of why strangers are so important, why we acknowledge the stranger off the street and that person matters, is because we consider that person to be a Tzelem Elokim. We're actually looking at that person not as some random human who doesn't matter, but as a person who, even though I don't know him, I have no relationship, I have no investment in this relationship, this person is special because this person is made in God's image. And it's a respect of God that makes me look at this person in that way. So instead of thinking about it as deferring Shechina, deferring God's presence, I'm actually finding it everywhere. And so it would be specific to this mitzvah, specific to the idea of of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina would defer specifically to Hachnasas Archim and Hachnasas Archim only, because only in that mitzvah do I really have no idea who the person is, and I'm acknowledging them as a human being in spite of my lack of knowledge of them. Rav Dessler says another idea, and this might deal with our question about the guy in Shmon Esrei perhaps the best. He says, when it comes to the experience of God's presence, that's not a kinyan. I'm not doing anything. It's a gift. It's a matana. The goal of my life is to make decisions, to acquire midos, to change myself via the choices that I make. Choices that I make are much more important than experiences that I have. And so therefore, Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is nice. It's nice to be talking to God because He visited me and knocked on my door. But what's more important is the decision to go and be kind and good to others. That would mean that when it comes to Shmona Esrei, I made a decision to daven as well. That was also my free will, and that would not defer to the guest. Have a great day and enjoy inviting guests.